Significant snow is expected to fall over the next 2 days from South Dakota into central and southern portions of Minnesota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Some light and disorganized snow is occurring at this hour in portions of South Dakota, but the precipitation is not likely to become very well organized until a little later today. As we get into the afternoon, we're going to find a big increase in snowfall as a deepening low pressure center evolves across parts of Kansas and works its way to the northeast into the southeast corner of Minnesota. In the process of all of this, we're likely to see a big enhancement in precipitation occurring from Nebraska into southeastern South Dakota and southern and some central Minnesota counties. We do expect this storm system to cause some serious travel issues. Some 6 to 12 inch accumulations of snow are possible coming out of Nebraska through south central and into east central portions of South Dakota. I think the southeast part and south central portions of South Dakota will probably be most impacted. A little farther to the northeast, we'll likely see some heavy snows occur in west central and southwestern parts of Minnesota as well. Now, there will be a little rain and a wintry mix of precipitation types that will impact some areas in southern Minnesota, maybe even the Sioux Falls and Yankton areas of South Dakota for a little while, but the precipitation will change over to all snow eventually. And some of the computer forecast models are suggesting that there will be more than 12 inches occurring in a band, and looks at this moment like that is probably going to evolve. Some of the greater snows could come out of central Nebraska into portions of the interior southeast part of South Dakota, and there are some models that suggest it will occur a little farther to the east as well. But some of the data suggests 12 to 18 inches may occur in a few counties. Now, this will not be widespread, but it is a possibility. If you can delay your travel through some of that region, I would highly recommend that. This will be another one of those types of storms that can produce very heavy snow over a short period of time. Visibilities will be down to zero, and there will be road closures possibly in those counties that get the greatest amounts of snow. Farther to the northwest, there won't be much in the way of significant snow. This will be a relatively narrow band of precipitation. North Dakota, northern Minnesota, and northwestern South Dakota will see minimal amounts of precipitation. The temperatures are going to be seasonal this week. We expect to see the high temperatures today running mostly in the teens and 20s across a big part of the region. A few temperatures near 30 possible in the southeast where we'll see that wintry mix. And it looks like tomorrow we'll see teens and 20s again, and we'll see the same occurring on Wednesday. Nighttime lows are expected to run mostly in the negative and positive single digits near the Canada border and in the positive single digits in some teens farther to the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.